Hanging Rocks and Bathers, 1985, Arthur Boyd, Oil on Canvas, 2,590 by 3,050 millimetres. Boyd situates this work in his beloved Shoalhaven River. The painting is moody and atmospheric and shows an elevated vantage point where two figures sunbake on high rock shelves that overhang the river. The foreground focuses on the hanging rocks and bathers of the title, one on the left, one on the right. They lie naked, pressed flat against the large black rocks, two red lobster-like figures. Their heads are slightly below centre, faces near the middle, turned towards us, their heads crowned with abundant thick black hair. The large hanging rocks reach in from different edges of the canvas. The figures on the left, with legs crossed at angles, lies on a finger of dark black rock that enters the pictorial plane from the lower left. The figure on the right has bony, near shell-like spine and drapes over a black ovoid shape that rises from the bottom right corner. The water beneath the dark rocks is luminous, surface pearly, and blended with yellows, white, and hues of blue and lilac. It becomes deceptively like a waterfall, with vertical streaks that become misty sprays and pull us forward into the landscape beyond. The river winds back into the landscape amid dark riverbanks populated with tall trees, black trunks, and sparse foliage. It seems as if a bushfire has recently decimated the area. The centre of the painting seems to throb with the darkened colours of the burnt heart of the bush. The opalescent river winds around again, and in the far distance, a light square perched on a bare hill is highlighted in a patch of sunlight. The building references a nuclear power plant that the Boyds lived near in England. In the right foreground, beside the bathers, a tall black upright scythe shape hovers like a sentinel. Its post-like hooked upper profile directs our attention to the menace of the light-coloured square positioned near the horizon, the power station, and reminds of the surrounding burnt natural habitat. Above, a central patch of blue sky peeps through the grey and white clouds that crowd the landscape. In this work, Boyd shows how he perceives this iconic environment to be under threat, not only from the elements, but from human use, thoughtlessness, and ill-conceived interventions.